NPR's Lisa Simeone has been spending some of her tourist time at a music club in Washington, D.C. She found an irresistible beat coming from more than a dozen neighbors from Brooklyn. Lisa has tonight off, but left us this profile of Auntie Bottas.
We're backstage at the 9:30 Club in Washington, D.C. A pack of musicians is loosening up in a space the size of a large walk-in closet. Half-eaten pizza slices cover the floor. One guy sits on an old beat-up couch playing a Game Boy. It's almost showtime. But before they hit the stage, the band goes into a huddle. They call themselves Antibalas. In Spanish, it means against bullets or bulletproof. The band includes Duke Amayo, a Nigerian who attended college in Washington, D.C. and tried out for the Redskins football team. He now designs clothing, including some of the shirts the band members are wearing tonight. Jordan McLean is a tall, skinny guy with a short, fat trumpet. And Phil Ballman is the drummer and publicist. 12 others are also in the band, some of whom are refugees from failed.com companies. They all live in the same neighborhood in Brooklyn, and they all love the music called Afrobeat. This song, Si Se Puede, Yes You Can, is like a lot of their material. It harkens back to Nigerian musician Fela Anikulapo Kuti. Fela, as he was called, was something of a cult figure. He studied jazz in Europe and then went back to Nigeria, where he started a musical collective. Fela's music was highly danceable and unabashedly political. This is the model for the music of Antibalas. Duke Amayo, Jordan, and Phil sit in the studio and listen to this recording we made of their live show. As they critique and rib each other, they sound just like the passionate performers and neophyte businessmen they are.
Ooh, clam, clam, wah.
Stuart was getting a little adventurous there.
What is Stuart doing?
He just switched octaves halfway through. That's all right, though. We forgive him.
Unfortunately, we sold out of our CDs, which we normally carry. But the good news is...
Sold out being the euphemism for forgot.
I was going to say, how could you possibly... Somebody needs a mind for business in this group. Because you want to make money by selling your CDs, and how could you possibly run out?
It's all about distribution of power at that point, or delegation of responsibility.
If somebody forgot the CDs.
The business end is taken care of. Once in a while, the merchandise end gets sacrificed in the name of getting out of the house.
In time for the game.
How much money could you have made?
We probably
$15.
Yeah, we could have made a couple hundred bucks. No. Believe me. We know.
How much of what you play is original and how much is the stuff that other people have done before?
Yeah, I'll say 85.
Amaya.
85% is original.
Yeah. We do two sets, we maybe do one or two covers per set, and then four or five originals in a set.
You know what I would worry about if I were a musician, especially the kind of music you're playing, which draws from different countries in Africa and draws from different musical traditions and different styles. You figure you guys have been listening to music all your lives. You probably have all these melodies and rhythms boinging around in your head all the time. When you're getting together and jamming, can you always keep track of this is ours, this is original, or I might be cribbing this from somebody else's tune without knowing it?
Who was it that said, good artists borrow, great artists
steal?
Steal.
I was just going to say, Philly, talent borrows, genius steals, my friend.
And why not? Although we have had tunes that have been, we start a tune and then doesn't really make it off the drawing board because, man, that just sounds too much like...
Well, that's what I was just wondering. Somebody comes, one of you says, hey, that sounds like Marvin Gaye did that a long time ago, or whoever.
Well, it'll happen, like, someone will be like, oh, I have the dopest bass line. I'm like, yeah, that's really great. And then you realize, oh, it's so great because it's exactly the bass line.
Afrobeat is all about participation.
Explain, if you would, what do we mean when we say, or what do you mean when you say Afrobeat? What does that come from?
Afrobeat, it's usually explained that it's a combination of, you know, funk and
high life
and jazz and all that stuff. And Fela basically coined Afrobeat, and then slowly it became, you know, his mission to try to basically get the people to be aware.
So did you listen to his recordings? Did you hear him play in concert? How did you decide that that's the kind of music you wanted to do?
Me personally, I mean, I used to, you know, go to his clubs. He had a club in Nigeria, you know, the Afro Spot. That was where myself and a lot of my friends used to hang out. And, you know, he does all these things called the Yabis Night, where he talks about, you know, the political figures. And that was also a place where everyone went to. People who he talks about, people who hang out in the streets, students, intellectuals, everyone went to Afro
Street
Spot.
Street people.
You know. So it was a place, like a common ground for everyone to socialize and listen to this music, you know.
This name, Antibalas, Bulletproof. Now, what is this all about?
Martin came up with that.
That's one of your band members, or the founder.
Martin's the founder and leader of the band, who is unfortunately not with us today. But I think, what is the story? Martin said it came to him when he was in Mexico, wasn't it? In Mexico City or something like that?
Well, it certainly comes tripping off the tongue, but I thought it might have some kind of political significance or something.
Well, it's more of a philosophical significance in that it means against bullets or bulletproof. I mean, literally, everyone in the band could take a pretty good stance on being against bullets, that is, against the industrial military complex. I think that's what musically the band tries to highlight as much as anything politically.
Do your songs reflect that philosophy?
All the titles, the sound. If you listen very closely to the rhythms,
the sound.
If you listen to the horns, if you listen to the language of the music, all the rhythms itself suggest that.
I mean, that's.
I wonder if we can hear that philosophy that you say the
uprising.
Sound is everything.
Uprising. Uprising. Yes. World War IV.
Of course, those are titles, but can we really hear it in the music? Why don't we hear an example?
Well,
give me
you
which
tell
one. But which one should we hear?
Uprising off of here.
Oh yeah,
is that cool?
Yeah.
It doesn't have vocals on though. If you'd like to hear some of the vocals.
No, that's what we want to hear, the sound, because you said
sound.
The sound.
Right. Yeah. That's it.
The congas was asking the questions, and then the horn is responding. You know, it's like...
And then wait.
You ask yourself, what is this building up right now that we're hearing even? What is it building up to? You know, it does ask a question. Rhythmically, melodically, the entire layering. See, for me, it's all about the motion of the music. Like, you just sense the fact that the music is moving forward. It's marching at this point. What are you marching against in your life? What are you marching for? What are you what direction are you moving in your life? So, I mean, it's almost at that point apolitical. It's more, again, just to go back to the word, it's a spirit-based thing.
Shake those legs out, everybody. March it off. March it off. Don't get stuck there. Let it go.
The great thing about Antibalas is the rhythms sort of massage and soothe people, and their hips start to kind of shake a little, and their shoulders move, and they're like, oh, that's nice, ah. A few weeks ago we had, what show is that, where there was a priest, who a Western guy, who said he had not danced in 20 years, and that he said the spirit was so strong that he was moved to dance for the first time in 20 years, and like, but they're floating on this incredible bed of rhythm. And see, it's the rhythm. To me, it's really about the rhythm. People forgot about the rhythm.
Well, thank you, Duke Amayo, Jordan McLean, and Phil Bowman for coming in.
Thank you very
much
for having
us. Thank you so much.
Antibalas, their new CD, is called Liberation Afrobeat.
And for this evening, that's NPR's All Things Considered. Our show was directed by Tracy Wall, edited by Kitty Isley, and produced by Walter Ray Watson, with Devar Ardalan, Annie Wu, Rob Sachs, David Shrebnick, and Christine Peck. Our feature on Antibalas was produced by Tracy Wall. Thanks tonight to Marcus Rosenbaum. Reference librarian is Key Molesky. Sally Robertson is in the broadcast library. The technical director is Abdullah Rufus, with audio engineers Neil Ellis, Jerry Tennant, Kurt Turner, Daniel Shukin, Burke Hun, Chris Nelson, Stuart Grace, and Roddick Brayblack. And I'm Steve Inskeep. Lisa Simeone returns for the full show tomorrow. Good evening from Weekend All Things Considered and NPR News.